Thank you. May we be seated, please. For the good news that came forth in the just presented address by the Vice Chancellor, let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. All that we see on this ground are the handiworks of God. And as long as we keep on acknowledging Him as the one behind it, we'll keep Him on duty. It is God who has made us to laugh. And all of us who are here today, your laughter will not be terminated. Amen. All the parents and guardians who are here today, your laughter today will not be turned to sorrow. Amen. None of the graduates today will cause any one of you heartache. Amen. You will rejoice at their every remembrance. Amen. And all the days of our lives. One more time, for God's good hand upon the graduates today and upon the university, help me give the Lord another big hand of applause. I'll be treating us to a little subject here today that I believe is very vital, particularly to our graduating class. I've called it a wake-up call to a generation on the wrong side of history. A wake-up call to a generation on the wrong side of history. Today we are face to face with a generation bereft of heroes because of the diverse distractions that are yet to be put under control. It's a playboy generation where young people consume a lot of garbage through the social media platform. The majority are busy seeking shortcuts. Many crave to build skyscrapers without any foundation to sustain them. Cybercrime has been on the increase globally as many youths hate the world work. They don't want it. Many want to work without first crawling. Many have not learned how to walk, but they want to run. Many will not run, they just want to fly. We have an emerging generation on the wrong side of history whose mission is mainly to consume and not to produce. I once asked a young man, why are you embarking on a master's degree just to have a master's degree? He answered. A lot of young people are pursuing programs and running courses that have no bearing on the future they look forward to having. On the other hand, the majority are not even looking forward to any future at all. Ask many young people today, what do you see in your future, in your tomorrow? Get married, have children, build a house, buy a car, and when you are old, you die. No one has a place in destiny without a vision. No one secures the fulfillment of any vision without giving it a run of his life. There is a wake-up call, therefore, to an army of sleeping giants, to an army of youths who must wake up to take full responsibility. One, to seek vision for their lives, because no one arrives at a future he cannot see. Two, to prepare to pursue such a vision to full realization, because no one arrives at a future is not prepared for. And if a man does not know where he's going, anywhere may look like it. Without a vision, a people is made naked. Without preparation, a vision is short-lived and frustrated. No giant ever emerged in any field without adequate preparation for their pursuit. Time. This great literary giant by the name William Shakespeare once said, "I wasted time, now time doth waste me." Our own Dr. Namdi Azikiwe also said, "Give me my youth back and I will pay any price for it." This legend of a man by the name Benjamin Franklin said, "Doth thou love life? Then invest your time. Don't squander it, for that is the stuff that life is made up of." As I've often said, life without a vision is an adventure and frustration. And life without a bearing is a burden. Only those who know where they are going ever get anywhere. No one ever arrives at a future he cannot see. Neither does anyone arrive at a future he's not prepared for. Many have also heard me state that praying without planning is playing without knowing, and planning without programming is living in the woods. And programming without pursuit is dining with the dead. There's no future in it. I defined planning recently as programming to secure the present and capture the future. It's a whole lot of joy. That's why the enemy is looking for how to steal your time and rob you of your place in destiny. There must be a wake up to every one of us today. All of the above need time for implementation. And that is the trap of social media. It unconsciously robs people of future, of their future, by robbing them of their time. This generation may lose our heroes to social media disaster. We've been talking about natural disaster, war, and all that stuff, but now we have one with us, more deadly than coronavirus. Many, many innocent destinies have been wrecked. We've never had mental challenges on our campus like we have it this year. Some students contemplate suicide without anything to touch. They are all the garbage that they gather from social media platform. We must wake up from our slumber to deal with this monster. It's a monster. I was told recently of a little girl of about 8. Her parents had to take a tab from her. She wept for 2 days nonstop. Today you enter into a home and you find children. Don't even know anybody has entered. Young fellows going for exam have their ears plugged. When his ears were not plucked, she's below average. Now she's carrying plucked ears, dancing to music on the way to an exam hall. It's as bad as that. It's as bad as that. Here is a wake-up call, therefore, to an army of sleeping giants, an army of youths who must wake up to take full responsibility over their lives. Seek vision for your life, because no one arrives at anywhere he's not prepared for. My prayer today is that this graduating class will step out and make a difference by placing real value on your time. Real value on your time. Every fine artwork is a product of fine time investment. You don't run with another man's leg to win a race. You need your own legs. You can't engage another man's knowledge to write an exam. You need your own knowledge. Things are going haywire around the world today, and people have not come to discover where the source of this problem is. Roll on, please. A media house carried a survey recently on the use of telephone and social media platform. A young lady said she spent about 8 hours a day when asked, how much time do you spend on your telephone? Another one said, all her time. What an addiction. What a trap. When do you think? Today, some professionals have classified social media addiction along with drug, alcohol, and sex. What a silent destroyer that many are toying with today. Some years back, one of the Asian countries, via a study, discovered the negative impact of the use of telephone on the performance of students in their school system. Recently, China just banned the use of telephone in primary and secondary schools. And yet they produced and sent around the entire world. It's time to deal with this virus. In 2013, New York schools placed a ban on the use of mobile phones in public schools and private institutions to enable kids to focus on learning, not Snapchatting and texting and whatever else they might do on a mobile service or mobile device. A survey result shows that when you talk to students, teachers, and parents at schools where mobile phones are banned, they will tell you that student performance improves and children are playing at lunch time and not lost on their device. They don't even know when the school or when the class is to resume. Just lost. Completely forgotten. It has to be dealt with. It has to be dealt with. That is one of the cultures you have imbibed at Covenant University, if you did. That's what to live with if you want to make your mark in life. A young man just about 38 by the name Carl Newport, a computer science professor at Georgetown University, has done extensive work on the need to control access to social media platforms. His titles include Success in a Distracted World, Very Tough, Uphill Task. Time is not there to make it happen. Digital Minimalism, Choosing a Focused Life in a Noisy World. It's one of his books, 2019. The Time Block Planner, 2020. And then, number four, The World Without Email, 2021. A lot of precious time is stolen, and willingly so, and unconsciously so. Young people have invested 16 hours minimum on my assignment on daily basis for years is showing. You can't get out of life more than what you put into it is showing. I've entered shopping mall in Lagos twice. I've been here since 89. I don't have a swing size. I want to buy something, you can go and buy for me. You have no time today, you pay for it tomorrow. Let's look at a few excerpts here before I sit down. Digital minimalization is a philosophy of technology use in which you focus your online time on a small number of carefully selected and optimized activities that strongly support things you value and then happily miss out of everything else. What a philosophy. The key to thriving in a high-tech world is to spend much less time using technology. You may hate it, but that's the way forward. I only hope that this generation will have zero number of heroes when the history is being written. Somebody has said between now and, between 50 and 100 years, we'll know the negative impact of this social media addiction. It's time to review. The tycoons of social media must stop pretending that they are friendly. Not God. Building a better world and admit that they are just tobacco farmers in t-shirts selling an addictive product to children. Now, let's face it, he said, checking your likes on social media is the new smoking. You just go for it. Humans are not wired to be constantly wired. Delete social media from your phone and use social media like a professional. The social media saga has eroded the substance of destiny of most youths today. What is supposed to be a plus has suddenly become a major minus because everything of value delivers through investment of time. Suddenly, we are faced with a generation on the wrong side of history. The honor of this generation has been wiped off, chatting all day with no time left to think, plan, program, or engage productively in the pursuit of any task. I said it earlier, every fine art product consumes a great deal of time. Today, many, many homes have been at a risk. Many youth spend less than 10 to 20% of their time on their task per day. They can never match a generation that spends 70 to 80% of our time on their task. The gap is widening. Today, it is music on the go, music all the time with their ears blocked for access to any other thing of value. Just shaking your head, crossing the road without looking anywhere, and then trouble. We must devise a means to put a check on free access to social media, particularly those that are not adding values to our lives. As plausible as electrical power is, it's also risky. If misapplied, beware the quality of any life is a product of the quality of investment of the individuals, the time of individuals. Beware of time looters. It's all on a piece of tablet. And then it's all gone. The more time we spend on a given task, the better results we get. As I've often said, everyone is absolutely responsible for the outcome of his life. It is time for every graduating student to wake up from his or her slumber and take their destiny in their hands. Every heroic accomplishment in life is a product of heroic engagement. This is because there is no star without a scar. And the scar of every star is sacrifice. You don't have the time for it. You can't get there. Please note, the new generation ever lacks men and women of global impact. The challenge is that the number is continually on the decrease because many young people have chosen crooked paths for themselves, investing in things that don't add any value to their cause. One Beverly series once said, there are no shortcuts to anywhere worth going. My prayer, like I've always said, is that each of you will soar higher than anyone you may have seen in the course of your adventure in life by engaging the best of your time in the pursuit of yourself. For lift up the hands that hang down, but rather let it be healed. There is nothing in doing nothing. Nothing works without someone at work. Only hard workers ever become high flyers. Only sacrificial workers become stars in any field. The only substitute for hard work is hard life. You don't want it, so don't invest in it. You don't want hard life. It's no good. It's painful. The world operates a seed time and harvest system, and no one can get out of life beyond what he or she is willing to put into it. No playboy ever imagines a hero. Global impact is ever at the cost of global price. Life is a race. Everyone should get on the track, ready for the run of their life. You are living here now, and nobody will wake you up. Nobody will say it's time for lecture. You are going to be on your NYC program. You may sleep till forever. You may be on your telephone for 10 hours a day, 20 hours a day. No time to pray, no time to study, no time to plan. You come out of NYC, you just wonder, did I go to school? It's all eroded. That will not be you. I'm only looking for you somewhere up there. I want to lift my eyes and see you up there. Not down here. Not down here. That's where you are going. And you will get there. Life is warfare, not a playfair. And that's why no playboy ever imagines a giant. Wake up to locate God's vision for your life. Engage in strategic planning on how to approach your quest to see your vision come to pass. Program your steps of action and give your pursuit the best you can afford. Remember, there is nothing extraordinary on its own. It is one's extraordinary input that makes it so. Strive to go beyond your best, as may be demanded in your pursuit from time to time. God once told me the top is open and free, but everyone has to make his way there. You look into the sky and there seems to be no flying bird. Yet, the sky is filled with billions of birds. That shows you there's space for you. There is space for everyone on top. Just pay the price and you are up in the sky. Be willing to pay the price and you are up in the sky. Let me try to round up. Therefore, those who are yet to know where they are going or where their life is heading should take advantage of the NYC year to discover their mission and purpose on earth and embark on intense preparation to give them the best of a push for delivery. Let me conclude saying everyone is absolutely responsible for the outcome of his life. Therefore, see you wherever you wish to find yourself. I can't get you there. Let me charge the parents of our graduating students today. No eaglet emerges an eagle in the nest. Every eaglet must be allowed to go out to the air, or else they will die as eaglets in the nest. These young people are no longer babies. Therefore, they must not be found on your laps. Give them the opportunity to develop their wings. Do not try to bathe a son when he's not sick. Don't try to dress up a daughter when she's not paralyzed. Give your sons and daughters or worlds the opportunity to develop their wings, and I know that many will soar much higher than their parents. It doesn't matter where your parents may have reached by grace, you go beyond it. You go beyond it. You go beyond it. Nursing a grown-up son or a daughter is failed parenting. Hold them up in your prayers, but don't put feeding bottles in their mouth. Finally, to a graduating student, you must get out of the nest so you don't destroy your colorful future. Continue to honor your parents for their unfathomable investment in providing quality education through their hard work and sacrifices. Strive to do them proud by taking full responsibility for the future you desire to live in. Again, I wish you the best you wish yourself. I'm waiting to hear good news as I hear from many Covenant University graduates who are doing exploits in their various pursuits. Thank you, and God bless you.